National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, presents Now Hear This, dramatic stories based on the personal experiences of those gallant men and women who embody the great traditions of a great service, the United States Navy.
Now hear this. The smoking lamp is out. The smoking lamp is out.
Say, I've got a little experiment for you. Go into the kitchen, get a can of sardines, peel back the top. Now squeeze yourself into that can, drop the whole thing into the bathtub. And you've got a pretty good idea what it's like to ride a submarine. The Navy calls it hard line duty and gives out extra dough on payday. And take my word for it, you earn that dough. During the early part of the Second World War... You know, it's funny how they number those things, sort of like they were expecting more. Well, anyway, in the early 40s, the Pacific Fleet was a handful of submarines. I was a chief on the USS Octopus, captained by Moon Mullins. We'd returned from a 40-day patrol, which had netted us exactly one small freighter. 40 days and nights, and all we had to show for it was one small freighter. Anyway, we were tied up at Pearl for about a week being refueled, resupplied, and reloaded. We were itching to get moving. A couple of planes were overhead to see that we didn't have any unexpected callers. You see, there was a graveyard of ships around us as proof that it was possible to have unexpected callers.
Boss, get the needle in those hands.
Yes, sir. Hey, you guys on liberty or something?
What's a liberty, Daddy?
Very funny. You still got two more torpedoes to get secure, Cat Eye.
Maybe I should carry them down on my back, huh, Buck?
I don't care how you get them aboard. Just get them aboard.
You hear that, Frankie?
I heard it.
Okay, start swinging her over.
What a life those guys on the tender have got.
Easy. Easy and onto the left.
Okay. Okay, lower away. Now slow. Slow.
Yeah, take it easy. Hey, cowboy, she's coming in.
I'm working.
Hey, Cat Eye, he's watching.
He couldn't see a torpedo if it was going right up.
Hey, hold that second torpedo until we pass the word.
Can't wait until I get to chow.
Me neither.
Okay, start the second one moving.
Hey, I'm getting a sunburn. Look, Cat Eye, a sunburn. How will guys know I'm in submarines if I got a sunburn?
They can tell by the way you shake.
I don't shake much. Hey, a little to the left. To the left. Not on top of me, wise guy.
Okay, down now. Lower away.
Another border, cowboy.
I see it, Frankie.
He sees it.
That boy must have 20-20 vision.
Okay, we got him off.
Come on, Frankie, let's knock off and take a swim.
Hey, what did you two get, a discharge?
Well, if it ain't Simon Legree.
Yeah, the torpedoes are all aboard, folks. Me and Frankie are going for a swim.
Oh, is that so?
I say what I feel like saying. I'm going to get in trouble.
You two are already in trouble.
What?
Get those magazines and papers on the dock aboard. When you finish with that, check with Cookie. Make sure he's secure.
Ah, give us a break.
I ought to break both your heads. That is, if I thought there was anything in them.
It was a mistake.
Yeah, and a beauty, too. Start heaving those magazines.
Hey, way more than the torpedoes. Catch, Cat Eye.
Not at me, Frankie. To me.
Hey, I could be in the majors with this arm.
Yeah, use both arms, kid. Hey, folks, here's a movie magazine with a picture of Joan Bennett.
Let me see.
I thought you guys had decided not to whistle anymore.
Oh, boy.
And in broad daylight, too.
How did we know she was the Admiral's daughter?
Not that the Admiral didn't have a good-looking daughter, only, there are just some things that a guy shouldn't do, and that's one of them. Well, anyway, we got the submarine loaded away from Pearl and headed west. The box score had the enemy getting all the runs, and the best we could show were a few scratch hits. The only big guns we had were 21 feet of torpedo tucked in the belly of our submarines. So we told ourselves nobody had ever batted 1,000, but... We had a patrol behind us in which we only went 1 for 16. We didn't show something soon. We were headed for the miners.
What did the old man say, Captain?
Do you really want to know?
No.
Hey, he ate me out good.
Well, did you tell him we had 3 dud torpedoes? Mm-hmm. Did you tell him we'd have sunk 10,000 tons if they'd gone off?
Well, I told him. Would you like to hear what he told me?
No. Want a match?
No, thanks. I never smoke. As soon as I chew a hole through the mouthpiece of a pipe, I throw the whole thing away.
An expensive hobby.
Yeah.
We going to make a score this trip, Skipper?
Well, I hope so. Got a bet with Mike on the trout.
Oh, he's got quite a record.
Yeah. We're betting double or nothing on this trip.
Where are we heading?
Well, this red line is a Jap shipping lane between Osaka and Manila. There'll be plenty of ships around there.
Destroyers, carriers, battleships?
I don't think we'll be lucky enough to find a carrier, but I'll settle for a juicy convoy. Captain, the lookout. What do you see?
Ocean.
Keep your eyes open.
I saw a school of porpoises, Skipper. Bet the swell fishing around these parts.
Yeah, well, there's better fishing in Tokyo Bay.
Anything you say, Skipper. Only don't say Tokyo Bay.
There aren't many secrets on a submarine. The word had been passed that we were headed for a point halfway between the Japanese homeland and the Philippines. It was a bowling alley, and they were tossing. Other men wanted action, but they also wanted to come back. Each hour brought us closer and closer to those smiling buck teeth, and the mouth was wide open to swallow us. The men on lookout, the men topside, were all jumpy. If you look out on a submarine, you'd better see before you're seen. Destroyers can travel fast.
I once saw a moon just like that in New Hampshire. We ain't supposed to talk. I know that. You were talking. I know that, too. So shut up.
Check with a lookout, Larry.
Yes, sir. You see anything?
No, no sir. Nothing but ocean.
Keep your eyes open.
Aye, aye.
All clear, Skipper.
Hear what he said, Cat Eye? Keep your eyes open. What else have I got to do? You can keep your mouth shut. Suppose I... Cat Eye. I think I got something. Look out, the skipper. Broad in the starboard bow.
Give me a bearing.
Sorry, sir. I guess I'm a little jumpy. I picked out a bunch of flying fish.
Better luck next time.
I could have swore it was a periscope track.
Some sailor. Can't tell a bunch of fish from a carrier.
I said a sub.
Carrier, sub. They were still fish.
So I made a mistake, so kill me.
Hey, Cookie, send some hot Joe.
You want some, Frankie?
Ah, it keeps me awake.
Make it too black.
But it keeps me awake.
I know.
I bet we don't spot a ship. Bet we carry all our torpedoes back to Pearl.
You're talking again.
Bet we spend 40, maybe 60 days.
So it concentrate on what you're doing.
Say, what are you, big shot or something? What are you doing, bucking for Annapolis?
As a matter of fact, I'm bucking to stay alive.
Day after day, we cruised that patrol area and didn't even sight a raft. Lookout after lookout climbed up and down that ladder and always with the same result. Nothing. The cowboy kept his ear and eye on the sonar and picked up the same thing. Nothing. It sure looked like the Octopus was just a bad luck ship.
Cat Eye. Some name.
There's nothing to say.
You were the guy who said we had it in our pocket, but when the pool, hands down, you said. Hock the family silver and get it down, you said.
Nobody else won the pool. We're still in the running.
With 6 minutes left in this watch, some chance.
We'll get something.
Yeah, we'd better. If the captain doesn't spot something soon, he's going to beat us with Yokohama.
That's impossible.
You got to take everything I say literal, don't you?
You're talking again.
Stole that charter.
What did I tell you?
Just the same.
Brought on a port bow. What do you see, Cat Eye?
Looks like a cloud, sir, but a funny kind of cloud.
That's worse than spotting fish.
Frankie, swing around and see if you can make it out.
Yes, sir.
Right on the horizon. It's just a wisp.
I don't see a thing. Must be a speck on your glasses.
Bearing 315. It isn't sitting like a cloud. It's wavering.
Larry says his boys have spotted something. You got anything for me, cowboy?
No, sir.
Larry? Anything new?
Same bearing.
Tell them to keep on it. Maybe we'll be lucky, cowboy.
I don't find a thing.
Who's on lookout?
Frankie and Cat Eye.
Oh, Cat Eye, huh?
Sir, I could pick up a cork. I don't get a whisper.
Cowboy, I'm a great believer in comic books and modern science. When it comes to picking up a ship on the horizon...
You're the skipper. Only I'm betting on my scope.
Sailor... Cat Eye didn't get that name by sitting on backyard fences.
We're closing in, sir. Generated range 1,200 yards.
Think she's picked us up, cowboy?
No, sir. They've kept right on course.
Up scope. She's a big one, Larry. It must go 10,000. And maybe more. Take a look.
She seems to be alone. Hey, take a look at the deck.
Let me see. planes, Larry. And she's loaded with planes.
We've got to get this one, Moon. We can't let her get away.
Downscope! I want to get close, about 700 yards.
900.
A shipload of brand new planes.
Stand by one.
800.
Steady as she goes.
Ready, one.
700 yards, sir.
Fire one!
One fired, ready two.
Torpedo running low, straight and normal.
Fire two!
Two fired.
Two. Low, straight and normal.
Secure the tubes! Hot scope, I want to watch this.
We ought to hear it, Moon. We ought to hear it.
Yeah, the solution checked right on, Larry. Right on.
We couldn't have missed.
First one got home. Now she's swinging right into the path of the second torpedo.
Fast screw, sir. On 033, they're coming in fast.
Destroyer, take her deep!
We pulled that ocean up over us as fast as we could. The destroyer dropped a few ash cans and then pulled away. We figured she went back for survivors, so we counted that one as a sinking, even though we didn't see her slip under. The guys were pretty happy. There was lots of backslapping. But a week later, we sighted a carrier, and she got away. We ran into a convoy and hit two tankers, but couldn't count a sinking. We spent 4 hours at 140 feet sweating out a depth charge attack. Another 2 weeks, we were down to one torpedo and less fuel, so we headed back for Pearl.
Well, not a bad score, Larry, but not a good one. I can't understand why we didn't run into something big.
It's going to be a pleasure to get back to Pearl.
I hope that we find something to use our last baby on. Hate you just let her sit there all alone. Our luck's got to start to run.
Everything's secure, Skipper.
What's on your mind, boats?
Well, the men sort of think we're heading for port. We've been out a long time.
Yeah, we'll pass.
Skipper, I've got something. Light screws. Bearing 085.
Up scope.
Nothing. Nothing.
There she is.
How about it, Skipper? We gonna make a kill?
I don't think so. Take a look.
About 600 tons. Looks like a fishing... Hey, wait a minute. There's a machine gun on the stern.
We can knock this off easy, Larry, but I don't want to use a $10,000 torpedo.
She's probably got a radio.
Haven't they all?
Boats, get me four men to man the machine guns. Only four.
Yes, sir.
Surface! We're gonna play soldier.
Up the ladder.
Don't fire till I give the order.
Keep your fingers on those triggers.
I'm gonna give them a chance to abandon. Give me that megaphone, boats.
Yeah, it's in.
Put your small boats over the side. We're gonna sink your ship.
Looks like they don't believe me.
Fire!
Go for our engine, Frankie. He's catching fire, sir.
Keep firing!
They're abandoning, Moon. They're diving over.
Cease fire!
He's going under, sir.
Well, I told him to abandon.
Sir, one of them's swimming right over to us.
Well, what do you know? We're going to have a prisoner of war.
Frankie, help him aboard.
Aye, aye, sir. Come on. I got him. Come on. Up here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's what they look like.
Take them alone. Let's get out of here. They probably got a signal out.
All right, down the ladder. Down, like this.
Yes, yes. I understand.
Yeah, it's almost sunset. We'll stay on the surface. Tommy, make standard speed on two engines, course 096, and start a battery charge when you're tuned up.
He's shivering. Yeah.
Frankie, toss him something dry.
All right, sir. It's a little big, sir, but it's dry.
Oh, thank you.
I never would have believed that one of them would surrender.
You speak English?
Oh, speak English so much.
It must mean good.
A submarine go home?
I thought we were supposed to question him.
That's right. We're heading for Hawaii.
Oh, so sorry, Hawaii.
Well, we don't like to inconvenience you, but we're running out of fuel and we just have to go to Hawaii.
When surrender, I think you'll go to San Francisco.
You mean you wanted to go to the States?
In San Francisco, have relatives.
You know, not all of us can be members of the United States Navy or one of the other branches of the armed forces, which defend our American democracy and way of life. But we can actively support our sailors, soldiers, Marines, and airmen by making donations of our own blood. which in many cases is the contribution of life itself. You see, the Department of Defense supplies of dried human blood plasma have been gravely depleted by the demands of the Korean campaign and must be replenished to give the greatest degree of protection to our men in the service. The need is vital, for it's essential that an adequate supply be maintained at all times, ready for the immediate use of our military men in any given emergency. Your Navy urges you to contact your nearest Red Cross office and ask where and when you may make your contribution of blood to our armed forces. And remember, when you make the gift of blood, you're also making the gift of life itself to those who have defended and are defending the principles by which we live, the Armed Forces of the United States.
We were still almost 2 weeks out of Pearl when we picked up our prisoner. By the time we docked, he was our number one mess boy. We wanted to keep him aboard, but the Braid turned down our request, so we gave him presents and he was shipped off to an internment camp. Okay, so he was the enemy. Only he didn't start the war. As a matter of fact, all he wanted to do was get to San Francisco. But Frisco was a long way away for all of us. We had 2 weeks at Pearl while a repair crew worked over our sub. Finally, the orders came and we shoved off. It was a beautiful morning. We all went up in shifts to take a look at those islands. You know, you get a funny feeling when those islands start to get mixed up with the horizon. But then you get a lot of funny feelings when there's a war on.
How many cards you want, cowboy?
I got enough.
How about you, Cat Eye?
How much you standing an ace?
That's 21. What are you, a wise guy or something?
Just pay off and hand over the bank.
Oh, you right. Sailors got a gambling license?
Who's gambling?
What are the stakes?
Who won't?
That's not what he says when he's losing.
Stow it. Here comes the captain.
So like I was saying, the Einstein theory of relativity can't compare with the progress that's been made in
all
the...
All right, who's winning? Well,
I'm ahead a couple of...
Now, talking too much?
Just see that nobody gets hurt, bro.
Oh, I keep my eye on him, Captain.
How about a cup of Joe? That stuff they made for me this morning, we poured in the torpedoes.
We got some hot coming up in a minute, sir.
Fine. Say, Boats.
Hmm?
You collect souvenirs?
Well, I've been in the Navy over 25 years, sir. I filled up two trunks and then quit.
Well, I collect souvenirs, sir. I've got a whole book full of them.
Don't listen to him, Skipper. He couldn't get a dame if he was shipwrecked in Hollywood.
Hollywood? Man, you ought to see what we've got in Texas.
Oh, naturally. You collect souvenirs, sir?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a great one for souvenirs. Gives you something to look back on when you get old.
Hey, it gives me a nice feeling to hear you say you figure on getting old.
Here's some hot javas.
Oh, thanks, Brooks. Yeah, like I was saying, some guys collect stamps.
I know a guy collected autographs. He was nuts.
What do you mean, nuts? Lots of people do that.
Autographs of wrestlers? He's nuts.
Well, I like to collect snapshots of faraway places.
Well, you can buy those.
No, not the kind I want. I like to get them myself.
Hey, that's a good hobby, isn't it, Frankie?
Oh, sure, a swell one. I might start it myself.
Yeah, same here.
I got a swell collection from Africa, the Philippines. Now I'd like to get a few of the Japanese islands.
Any particular one?
Well, what I had in mind was a picture of Mount Fujiyama.
And that's a good idea. What am I saying? We'd have to go into Tokyo Bay for that.
Unless someone knows a shortcut.
I know it sounds silly, but that's exactly where we were headed. And since there was no shortcut, we pointed our nose right to the Japanese homeland. We weren't going to skirt the outlying islands. We were going right into Tokyo Bay. Start about parallel with Osaka and cruise up until we got into Tokyo Bay. Close enough to get a good picture of Mount Fujiyama.
Take a last look, Larry, and then come to my cabin.
Right, Skipper.
When you're through, go to 90 feet and keep us there.
Right. Downscope.
90 feet.
Sit down, Larry. Enjoy the view of Japan?
Sure, but we can't keep hanging way out here forever. We'll get picked up before we have a chance to fire one.
I know. We've been here 3 days, but I wasn't going to make a move until it'd pay off. This has got to be worth the risk.
You think it'll pay off now?
Well, let me know what you saw.
Well, hand me that pencil.
Yeah.
Now, right here, there are two destroyers on patrol. We could knock those off easy.
I know.
But if we duck under those destroyers, and if we aren't picked up, there's a convoy assembling in the bay. Two tankers, an ammo ship, two troop transports. Now, Moon, we can knock off 30, 40,000 tons, maybe more.
Yeah, that's what I think, only we got to get out, too.
That won't be easy.
Now, supposing we slip in tonight the way they're lined
up now. They figure to stay that way.
That's right.
We can get into position. We should be able to get the two tankers, one transport with the bow tubes, swing about 90 degrees, bring the stern tubes to bear on the other transport and the ammo ship.
Those destroyers will pick us up as soon as we toss our port torpedoes.
I know, but it'll be worth it.
Well, if we didn't have to take that 90-degree swing,
we'd miss the best part of the kill.
You're the skipper. Only we're going to be a sitting duck if those destroyers get the jump on us.
Well, I think we got a chance to get away. It's what the Navy calls a calculated risk.
The guys trust you, skipper. They figure you'll retire on pension.
All right, what do you think, Larry? Balance what we stand to sink against the chance of being sunk.
I'm all for it, skipper, only...
Only what?
I just hope it isn't open season on ducks.
We lay about 8 miles off the bay all that day in case our pigeons came out. And then at 2200, we started to make our move. We talked in whispers. And when the cook dropped the pie plate, we almost brained him. We sneaked in at 150 feet and could almost feel the keels of those destroyers that were sitting on top. Cowboy kept his ear to the sonar and his fingers crossed. He could have floated a pocket battleship on the sweat that was pouring off the crew. Well, after what seemed like a million years, the nose tilted up just a trifle, and we came close to the top.
They pick us up yet, Cowboy?
No, sir.
So far, so good, Larry. Up scope.
What a racket.
The sun's coming up. Makes those ships stand out beautifully.
Yeah, well, it doesn't exactly hide us.
They're still sitting there, Larry. Big as life. Twice as beautiful.
How many?
Well, the little tanker's gone. One tanker, two transports, the ammo ship. You can see the Jap sailors hanging around the railing. Take a look.
Thanks.
Those destroyers still around, Cowboy?
Yeah, big as life. They're still patrolling well astern. I just hope they don't point a nose this way. That's what I hope.
Yes, sir.
Forward room. Stand by.
Forward room, aye, aye, sir.
I've seen enough, skipper.
Down scope.
Just don't let them be duds. Not at these odds.
Gotta make it look like Pearl. Like a graveyard.
Calculated risk. 80 guys.
Make them count, skipper. Make them count.
Fire one.
One away, sir.
Fire two.
One away, sir.
Chest target.
Set.
Fire three. Fire four. Chest target.
Set.
Fire five. Fire six. Right full rudder. All ahead full. After room, stand by.
After room, aye, aye.
All ahead one third. Rudder amidship. Steady as you go. Stand by seven. Fire seven.
Destroyer coming up fast, sir.
300 feet. Flood negative. Down.
Those two destroyers were on us like a couple of big cats. We ran for cover as deep as we could and prayed that we could get deeper. We heard the explosions of the ships we hit. Only at that minute and for too many hours later, we weren't interested in ships going down or staying down. We were only interested in when those depth charges would stop shaking our teeth.
How much longer, boats? How much longer?
That takes care of that.
My lips are so dry.
I wish I was back in Frisco.
You turning chicken, Frankie?
Don't even say that as a joke.
I was only kidding.
Maybe you'd like to tell us why you joined up with the subs.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's getting worse, boats. We can't take too much more.
We'll take lots more before it's over. Lots more.
I saw a movie about guys in a submarine.
But it was a German sub.
That's right.
And it sunk.
That's right.
This ain't a German sub.
Say, that's right.
Not as close.
They're still around, Larry.
I bet they've dropped 150.
They're getting off range.
I thought they had us when they dragged that grappling wire across the ship.
I'll never understand why they didn't blast us then.
Think we got a chance?
Yeah, one in 100. One in 1,000.
You nervous?
No, not anymore. I was when they first started to drop them. Just a matter of sitting now.
I'm nervous.
Sure wish you could play pinochle.
Conan Tower, this is Sound. Is the captain there?
Here.
I was about to say, sir, the destroyers are still around, but I guess you know that now.
We sat all that day and all that night. And then we sat for the next day. Around about 1800, we stopped here in the depth charges, but still, we waited.
What do you think, Moon?
It might be a trap.
It's been 3 hours since Cowboy picked up a destroyer.
I know.
He might be in the clear.
I don't think so. Those destroyers cut out too fast.
Conan Tower.
What is it, Cowboy?
Sir, fast screws started up and passed overhead. Two sets. They're moving away.
Well, track and let me know when you lose them.
So they were waiting.
Yeah, Skipper the Salmon told me about that trick. Come on, let's get to control. Boats.
Sir.
Tell everyone to walk easy. Ought to have the smoking lamp on in about an hour. And ask Floyd for a battery report.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'm losing the ping, sir. I think they've gone back into the bay. Probably heading for Tokyo Harbor.
We'll pull out in a couple of minutes. Course 204, all ahead 1/3.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Yes, you bet. You do what I told you, Frankie?
Yes, sir. Took me quite a while. 80 copies.
What do you got there, sailor?
And when we were lining up those ships, I got what I came for.
Oh, brother. Wait until we hit Pearl. Wait until the guys see this.
Frankie, to each member of the crew, a present from their skipper.
Yes, sir.
Complete with the crosshairs of a periscope. A photograph of Fujiyama.
The pings have gone, sir.
Next, the Emperor's bathtub.
When we sailed into Pearl, we had a nice fat broom flying from our periscope shears. Cowboy got out his paint set and put our score on the side of the Conan Tower. We were a pretty proud crew. Every guy on the ship had a different story to tell, and many a free drink was lifted in toast to our ship and the crew. I heard some of the stories, and even though I was there, I found it a little hard to believe that one little submarine could hold so many individual heroes. But then I heard the captain tell his version, too. And his sounded pretty good. Every man on the sub is indispensable. We all win, or we all go down. So many heroes. And every one of them is right.
National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, has brought you another in the series of dramatic incidents based on the facts and files of the United States Navy. In today's story, your narrator was Larry Haynes, and the cast included Lyle Sudrow, Leon Janney, Grant Richards, Frank Maxwell, and James McCallion. The program was written and directed by David Harmon and produced by Chick Vincent and Cy Levine, Jack Costello speaking. Tune in again next week at this same time when the National Broadcasting Company will once again present...
Now, hear it!
Next, listen for Tales of the Texas Rangers over NBC.